This week, the city of Havana, Cuba, was host to the 31st General Assembly of the Council of Bishops' Conferences of Latin America and the Caribbean. It was the first time the communist island nation hosted the CELAM Assembly. Editor of Catholic News for Achi Prensa, the largest Catholic publisher in Latin America, Alejandro Bermudez, spoke with us about the significance of the meetings taking place in the Cuban capital.
Definitely, it has two meanings. On one side, it represents the support of the church in Latin America to the growing church in Cuba. We have to remember that after the Cuban Revolution in 1959, around 1962, the church was officially banned in Cuba. Belonging to the Catholic Church was definitely a minus in social life or political life in Cuba. And the church lost almost every possible property, including communications media, including seminaries, and including schools especially. The bishops wanted to go to Havana to express the solidarity and also the hope that the church in Latin America has all regarding the church in Cuba. The second reason is that the Cuban bishops are expecting that some changes may happen in Cuba. Respecting those possible changes, the church in Cuba wants to be ready and needs and will need the support of the rest of the church, starting but not only by the fellow brother bishops of Latin America.